It's all the rage, brought to life upon a stage with magic.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Cirque du Soleil's Paramore combines Cirque's signature spectacle with Broadway's storytelling and song in a brand new production that opened this week at the Lyric Theater in New York City. Set in the world of Golden Age Hollywood, the show spins the tale of a beautiful young poet forced to choose between love and art. Ryan Vanna, who was most recently seen on Broadway in Once, plays Joey in Paramore, and I spoke with him a few weeks ago before the show began previews.
When you think you have everything, but still your heart is questioning, there must be something more.
To this life now I'm sure.
And if dreams still come true,
then I only have one wish. At the end of all of this, there's you.
Ryan Vanna, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hi, thank you for having me, Sarah.
So tell me what you can tell me about Paramore.
What I can tell you about Paramore, it is Cirque du Soleil's premier Broadway spectacle now that's joining both the worlds of Cirque, that Cirque du Soleil is known for, the eye-popping spectacle and acrobatics, and also brand new to the Cirque world, it is a Broadway musical, a full-fledged story that we do so well here in New York. Yeah.
How did you become involved?
I got an audition from my agents, and they had me in and then sent the tape over to France, where the big wigs over there gave me the okay. They had me on board this crazy adventure.
Has it been very intense so far?
It's been unlike anything I've ever done before. Usually in theater, we have 4 weeks where we get our script, we get our choreography, the everything, and they kind of have it. And this, with Cirque, they have normally 9 months to a year of creation where they take these workshops that they've done and they take the talent and the artists that they have and figure out how to tell a story or an emotion through the people they have. What's so special is that this has been a show that's been uniquely created for every artist. So we have people creating their own numbers and like juggling acts and different disciplines on a teeter board and trapeze, as well as the, every one of the actors, the normal Broadway people, has their own voice in the kind of movement they're doing and the characters that they have to live in 8 shows a week, which is really special that we're able to create that for ourselves.
Tell us about the character you've created.
So I've created Joey, who is a down-and-out composer of the film Paramore, who gets swept into this world of Hollywood and falls in love with the character Indigo, played by Ruby Lewis, and gets involved in a bit of a love triangle with the director of the film, Bradley Dean. And I can't really spoil the
right.
ending.
No, don't spoil the ending. You mentioned that you get to have your sort of voice in the development of the role. What are some of the particular things that you bring to your portrayal and to the character? If you can psychoanalyze yourself and put that out there.
Well, there's definitely bits and pieces of me that are being used within the character, and they've been very adamant about making sure we do what we do best. And myself, I'm a composer and a songwriter, and so they're having me play piano and guitar, things that I kind of bring from my world.
Cool.
And that's been really cool to get to.
Yeah.
Just put little bits of myself.
So what came first for you, acting or songwriting?
It'd have to be the acting. They kind of came around the same time. I've been playing guitar since I was like 10, mm-hmm. and then shortly after I got involved in like theater at middle school and stuff. But kind of acting's been my first and most pursued.
Where did you study?
I studied at Penn State Musical Theater and Stella Adler Conservatory here in New York.
Not bad. How early did you know that you were going to, like, stay on this path to keep pursuing it and keep trying to doing it until you've arrived?
I think the bug really hit in high school. It was kind of a tug of war between the theater and athletics and kind of what excited me most. And I just saw people going to school and making acting more than just extracurricular activity, but something that you can really put your whole life into and put years of training and years of struggle and years of happiness into. And it was right then I was like, that's a world I want to be a part of. So around like 17, I was like, Mom, Dad, it's time to apply to theater school.
Were they supportive?
Very much so. Yeah, my dad was very much my mentor in terms of athletics, and that decision was very hard for him. But I mean, right after the switch, I would find emails in my inbox being like, "Hey, punk, got this new video on YouTube that of a song I think you'd really love to sing. Maybe it's a."
That's great. So yeah, he'd put himself in your area.
Number one fan.
Great. So they must be very proud then.
Of course. Yeah.
You were in Once.
Yes.
How was that experience?
That was an experience that is just untoppable. It was my Broadway debut, and company and story that just really moved me from the first time I heard the music and saw the production, saw the movie, and that was a very special one for me.
What, as we're speaking, where are you in the development of Paramore? Are you guys rehearsing, or?
We started rehearsals January 4th. Then we moved out to Grumman, which is a film studio in Long Island, converted, airplane.
Hangar.
Hangar. Yeah. Only place in New York where we can have that kind of space to do some of the acrobatics that they have going on. And we just moved to the theater after 6 or 8 weeks out there to begin our 6-week tech process. While we have costumes and we have light and sound and an orchestra now rehearsing, we're still very much creating this beast and finding new ways we can play with the new space that we're given and new ideas that are popping up into the artists' heads. And
weeks for tech is a lot longer than a Broadway show normally gets. They do like a week of tech or a few days of tech.
A couple weeks. And what's called a 10 out of 12. They'll have a few of those where you're in the space the whole day. I think we were given about 7 of those 10 out of 12s and 6 weeks of getting acclimated to our space. So we're very comfortable at the Lyric at this point, more so than most Broadway shows.
You must be excited for audiences.
Oh, very much so. I think that's going to be very important in the creation of our show, because once we have previews, we still have a month before we officially open to the press. Mm-hmm. We've been seeing these guys do what they've been doing since they were in diapers every single day. And even still, I'm just blown away by the physical capabilities of some of these people, all of these people. And getting to witness from the wings an audience of 1,800 seeing the Atherton twins up for the first time above their heads with nothing but straps and their own perfectly matched DNA and doing the things that they do is, that's going to be really special to like hear that silence with the applause that I remember the first time I saw them. Well, the first time I saw them, it was the first day, and we just saw a video of them doing an act that they had done, and I couldn't stop laughing because I was so nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, no, they can't be doing that. Right. This can't be what I've signed up for. Am I going to be like anywhere near that? Because that's, yeah, it was incredible. And I'm so excited for my parents and my friends and the entire Broadway community to be able to witness spectacle of that size in a Broadway house. Just protected and vulnerable and just remarkable talent.
Yeah, it's going to be outrageous. So you mentioned that the Cirque people train from when they're born, virtually. Is it interesting to like get to know them and talk about their experiences and how like different their lives have been?
Yeah, one of our artists lives with me, Amber Van Week, who's one of our flyers, and she talks about her experience. And most of them are recruited. They'll be doing gymnastics and like the elite teams for their country, and Cirque du Soleil will send their people out, and they'll have their notepads and their camcorders, and they'll I'll scout each one and be like, all right, they're coming to Cirque. And that's kind of like their dream come true.
Cool.
And then there's a school in Montreal adjacent to the headquarters of Cirque du Soleil, where a few of our artists have all gone through and witnessed Cirque du Soleil pumping out the gorgeous work they do. And so, like, they are in view of the parking lot every day. And that's kind of their path.
And I'm sorry I'm asking you so much about Cirque when you're not in Cirque, but you know a lot about it. You're very close to it now. Is it, you couldn't, like, discover Cirque du Soleil when you were, like, 15 and then be in it, probably?
Probably not. Right. You, depending on, you could get the bug for that kind of creative, but I think you definitely need that special something that has been, like, you see, like, they're gymnastics kids who, that's what they do, and they're on that track. And so I think it's not something I could have picked up later in life. Needed to stretch those muscles and
right.
Work that incredible upper body strength.
Ryan Vanna speaking with me about Cirque du Soleil's Paramore. A link to the show's website is posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
And I'm the best director in the whole damn
thing. Now that's show business.